Well, good afternoon, everybody. And we have a Blue Raider Blitz stop coming up later today. Matter of fact, everything's getting underway as we speak at Bridgestone Arena in Nashville. Yesterday, the Blue Raider Blitz kicked off out at the fountains at the Gateway. And Athletic Director Chris Massaro, men's basketball coach Nick McDevitt spoke briefly before turning the floor over to football coach Derek Mason, and Coach Mason got the crowd fired up, and it was a full house at the Fountains meeting space there. Great lunch. Coach Nick McDevitt broke a little news yesterday, talking about Middle Tennessee men's basketball has a road game coming up this year at Michigan. The word got out that the Blue Raiders will also play at Houston. The Michigan game will be in November. The game at Houston will fall between Christmas and New Year's, and there's a very good chance that Houston could be the number one ranked team in the country at the time. So that was just a little basketball news. Football news, 62 new players on the roster. That includes 42 scholarship players, 20 are walk-ons. That will make up the 105 on the roster overall. But Coach Derek Mason said basically going into his second season, he is in a much more calm place. Head is not spinning quite as much because they've gotten their feet on the ground and working on things that are upcoming, and says he really feels good about the program and where they are right now in their rebuild process. Tonight, the stop in Nashville will feature a media panel that will include Chris Childers of Sirius XM Radio and my radio partner on Blue Raider football, Joe Dubin, and both are Blue Raider grads. Childers graduated in 2004, and he has on the Sirius XM College channel, Channel 84, he has his show Full Ride every day with former coach Rick Neuheisel. And, of course, Big Joe is on every day in the Nashville market on 102.5 The Game. But they'll both be part of the media panel today along with Coach Mason, Chris Massaro, Coach McDevitt. And we do expect Coach Rick Ensel to be there. Coach Ensel has had kids camp going on this week, and so I'm sure he'll be looking forward and happy to get away to an event tonight at Bridgestone Arena. The rest of the week looks like this. Tomorrow at lunchtime, we'll be in Tullahoma at the Ascend Federal Credit Union corporate headquarters, and tomorrow evening at the Celebration Grounds in Shelbyville at the Blue Ribbon Circle Club. Then Thursday, lunch will be at the Smyrna Event Center, and that is all part of the Smyrna Rotary Club and their annual or their monthly meeting. But it is, of course, open to the public. The first 100 people that arrive will get lunch, compliments of Blue Raider Athletics. Also keeping an ear to the ground about conference realignment, still waiting to see whether or not Texas State will leave the Sun Belt to go to the Pac-10, Pac-12, whatever you want to call them. And if they do go, is that going to mean another shift possibly of someone from Conference USA or somewhere else to fill a hole in the Sun Belt? A lot of potential moving parts, but there is a July 1st deadline, which means if something's going to happen, it's probably going to happen this week or early next week. All right, that is it for today, folks. We'll have another update for you coming up tomorrow right here on the Big G, WGNS.